Now, on the space show, we have part two of our report on the greenhouse gas constellation of satellites. Part one was broadcast on 2016, May 25, and is now available online at our website. The German Space Agency is funding a study for a geostationary emission explorer for Europe. This is sometimes nicknamed G3E, and this satellite would orbit the Earth at an altitude of 36,000 kilometres. The main goals of G3E are to measure carbon dioxide and methane concentrations across Europe from geostationary orbit. Despite orbiting so high, G3E will have a spatial resolution of a few kilometres and make repeat measurements every few hours. The satellite is expected to improve the ability to disentangle anthropogenic emissions from natural sources and sinks. The University of Bremen and the German Space Agency are collaborating on CarbonSat. The aim is to quantify natural and anthropogenic carbon dioxide and methane movement. Strong localized and emission areas, or hotspots, will also be imaged. In addition, several secondary products will be delivered. One of these is high-quality solar-induced chlorophyll fluorescence. This is linked to photosynthetic efficiency. It is possible the European Space Agency could adopt CarbonSat as one of its projects. Meanwhile, across the Atlantic, NASA is considering two future greenhouse gas missions. The first is OCO-3, a third orbiting carbon observatory. Rather than being a free-flying satellite, OCO-3 would be attached to the International Space Station. Notional launch would be in 2019. The second NASA project is called ASCENS, an acronym for Active Sensing of Carbon Dioxide Emissions Over Nights, Days, and Seasons. Yeah, ASCENDS. It would use a multi-frequency laser to probe the atmosphere. Its earliest possible launch is 2022.